I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And this is the final part of our San Diego Comic-Con coverage. It's about 11 o'clock and I'm strolling the always sunny streets of San Diego. Well, did I say strolling? I think I might be staggering the streets of the always sunny San Diego. Because I am worn out, you guys. I have had an overdose of fun. So, not much on today as far as Star Wars stuff. But we're going to walk the floor and see who we bump into and maybe record some little segments. I have to say that last night we had the Star Wars podcast meetup with all Star Wars podcasters who are in town or YouTubers and listeners or viewers. And we had that at a little outdoor bar in San Diego and it was awesome. I got to meet so many just really friendly, welcoming Star Wars fans and podcasters and stuff. And it was great. We had a few special guests drop by. Vanessa Marshall from Rebels dropped in. And it was really cool. So thank you to everyone that helped make that happen. And I think we might, even though I'm not going, I think we're going to try get one going for New York Comic Con as well. So let's make this a regular thing around the world and you guys can get involved and help out if you've got an event in your area coming up. Get in touch and we'll get it done. So I'm going to get more caffeine and maybe a banana for health, like a little power up like in Wonder Boy. That might be too old a video game reference for some of our listeners. But for those that like a good Wonder Boy reference, it was pretty good. It was like jumping up to get a giant sundae surprise on your skateboard in the jungle throwing axes. Let's hit Comic-Con and see what's up. All right, you guys, it's 12:10. We're on the floor with Corey.
Yeah.
And Dom.
Hello.
And we're just walking around. How are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling a bit of the con crud. Like, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, but and a little tired, but still having a good time. Like, it's Comic-Con. How is it not fun, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm cosplaying as an elderly person right now. Oh, look, it's Randy.
Hey there, how you going? I got a map here. I found you guys through Corey's map. It's really good. Had to find a combination of five different pop culture shirts, and I was able to find you guys.
So Corey has sent
numbers up here.
Corey sent Randy a photo of the t-shirt wall he was in front of in a giant room with so many giant t-shirt walls. I'm actually, how did you even get here? It must be God's will.
It wasn't easy. I'm just confused why he didn't use that big banner that has a number over it.
There's numbers everywhere, though, Randy.
Yeah, but they kind of go in succession.
No, yeah. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I guess I'm just being silly. Yeah, give me a picture of a blue stormtrooper and a Ghostbuster. I'll figure it out from there.
I just got that t-shirt, the Portrait of Wicked. It's very elegant.
That's really nice.
It's like a fine art print.
That is a fine art print. Are you going to frame it or are you planning on wearing it?
I'm going to frame it on my chest.
Oh, very nice. The only way to do it.
So, Corey, what are you doing, man? What are your goals today?
I've had a little bit of a Comic-Con miracle.
Another one. You are a Comic-Con miracle.
My cough isn't as bad.
And then you just started coughing?
Yeah, but it's not as bad.
Okay, good, man. Well, I'm glad you're going to make it through the week. We're really worried.
Me too.
We were trying to work out what Funko Pops to bury you with, and it was very hard.
Apparently not a Cad Bane.
Oh.
They didn't want to give me one. They didn't give me a ticket.
You're still bitter.
I am still bitter.
You'll get it, buddy.
Maybe.
What are your goals for the rest of the day, apart from Corey's bitterness?
Just to look around and see what we've missed so far. Like, we were just over, you and I went over to the Bluefin and they booth, and they had that sick Millennium Falcon set up. And, you know, just look for stuff like that, maybe make a few purchases for reasonably priced things. But, yeah.
What Black Series figures are you angling for, Dom? I know, I can see that glint in your eye.
Most of the Solo ones and, like, Tarkin.
Nice. You still haven't heard of Tarkin.
Still don't have Tarkin. I was looking at them in one of the other booths, and I was using Corey as a resource to know whether or not they were a good price.
Are you an avid, like, Black Series collector? You buy them all?
Not them all. Not them all. Just a few of them.
But, like, what's a few?
But would you describe yourself as avid?
I don't know if I would describe... I'm, like, semi-avid.
Okay, but that's not a good enough answer.
Okay, like I want the wave that was Solo. I want all four figures in that, and there's a few other that I just like pick and choose. That's what I'm looking for.
Perfect. Do you want all the Solo figures? I mean, not all the Solo, but like the main cast.
Corey has got a glint in his eye, like a deal is about to be made.
Yeah, I do. All right, let's see what's about to happen here.
I was just gonna give you my Beckett.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'll take that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's very nice of you, Corey.
I know.
But yeah, that Bluefin, it's the model company from, so sorry, Randy has just sent Corey a photo of his feet on the grey carpet saying, this is where I am, which is some amazing trolling. Wow. But yeah, that Bluefin company, they do the models from Japan, and they had like about a foot long Millennium Falcon, but it was built out into, it was taken out of Docking Bay 94, sorry. That's why I didn't win the Schmodown. That's one of the thousand reasons why. But yeah, so it was a massive, like a meter, 3 foot, 4 foot wide model of Docking Bay 94. Nice. If I wasn't so tired, I'd edit it. So I got it right the first time. So there you go. All right, let's keep looking around.
Cool. Let's do it.
I can ask her if I can record our meeting.
No, just wear a wire.
I will. I already got it.
All right, me and Dom are going to get lunch. And Corey, what are you going to do, buddy?
I'm going to go tell Ashley Eckstein how happy I am the Clone Wars is back.
All right, well, I expect a full report.
You will get one.
And you know what?
I will get a scoop.
Good sizzle. Stay tuned. All right, guys, it's 1:20, and Corey's back from his discussion with Ashley Eckstein with a Corey scoop.
Yeah. I give Steel the scoop because they were supposed to meet me at the Hasbro booth, but then I took off. So I'm sorry. However...
So this scoop is repayment, reparations for you being an inconsiderate friend.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the scoop.
Okay, so regarding the Clone Wars Season 7, so it seems as if they've been working on this a long time. What I mean by a long time is by 7 months. In 2017, they got the green light to do, I'm sorry, not 2017, in January of this year, 2018, they got the green light to make the Clone Wars again. Calls were made, actors were called in, they got it going. And now they're working very hard on bringing it together.
Good scoop.
Thanks.
So it's actual fact they got the call in January.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. What a scoop.
Thank you.
Randy, you're a bit of a newsman. Yeah. How do you find about that scoop?
This scoop is for a young, up-and-coming reporter. I think this is a very big scoop for you. Would I build a website off of it just yet? No. But I think you have the promise of being a... being an editor-in-chief of some large Star Wars mega corporation very soon.
Well, she was. She told me that she remembers when I gave her all the Clone Wars trading cards. I told that story here on the podcast.
Now that's
and she says that's part of her collection. I said thanks.
When she said she you remembered you giving all the cards to her, did she seem to break out in like a nervous sweat or anything like that?
No.
Okay, interesting, interesting.
Hmm. You did say that she recognized you and hugged you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
And when she brought you in for the hug, is that when she whispered the scoop in your ear?
More or less.
So, on the value of that scoop, Randy, do you think I should forgive Corey for sending me 15 minutes in the wrong direction at Comic-Con?
I think all's forgiven at this point. That's a really good scoop.
All right, the slate's been cleared.
Awesome. I'm very happy.
Corey, we're at the Funko booth. Look at all those Cad Banes.
Mm-hmm. There must be 1,000.
You're one of the worst counters of all time.
No, there's probably like about 50.
Which is, you can round that up to 1,000.
Still probably bad.
Yeah. They're cool.
And how are you going to get one, buddy?
Well, I can charge up there right now.
Go, go, go! He would bet that cough is holding him back. Alrighty, guys, it's Sunday afternoon. We're at the Funko booth with Mark Robin of Funko. What's going on, man?
I'm spent.
Really? Is your booth like, is it being busy?
Well, these empty shelves didn't get this way by, you know, fire or magical evaporation of some kind.
It is crazy. How's what's the number one Star Wars thing that people are going for? I know my friend Corey over there. Look at him. Look at that sad boy over there, Corey.
He does look very. He looks quite sad.
He smiled. He's devastated about the Cad Bane. He's very upset. But there's other. You can get it from Hot Topic or something.
Yes, Cad Bane's available at Hot Topic, as will the rest of our Clone Wars line, which is cool. Fortuitous now. It seems like we planned it, didn't it?
Yeah. Did you? No? I guess 10 years. You did it for that.
I honestly did not know anything about it. But what's funny is that Ashley Eckstein, who's a good friend and obviously the voice of Ahsoka, had been asking us to do something with the Clone Wars and shows. She had brought up the fact that it was the anniversary and that she was going to be working on a fashion line. So she really drove it. And now, since her universe is owned by Hot Topic, she was able to, you know, kind of bring all those pieces together and say, well, you know, Hot Topic will take a position in it. And that, you know, speaks volumes for us when we're coming up with programs. But she knew the whole time that it was coming back. So she was kind of behind the scenes going, we're going to do this, and so obviously she's very smart, and now here we sit.
Okay, so
we did not know the show was coming back.
So your eyebrows might raise if she ever said, you should do like a real-life version of Ahsoka. You should do like a movie version. If she was in a movie, you should do one like that.
Right, have you ever thought about that? Yeah, I probably would have been like, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh gosh.
But I know...
She's very good at not letting on and stuff like that.
Though. It's an art. It's an art to do stuff like that. I like that. I'm gonna have to ask her about that because she's got the machinations.
She really is. She's smart. She's not only a talented actress, but she's a very smart business person.
She's like the Darth Sidious of Clone Wars merchandising.
I'm not sure she would like that or not. Try it though.
It's a compliment. Oh, right. You got to be ruthless in business. Do you know what I mean? You got to stamp out the competition. Now, I know people are very excited about Clone Wars era Funko Pops.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did you listen to that song I sent you?
I'm not sure if I did or not. Which one was that?
Corey got remixed into... they made a hip-hop song of him talking about Funko Pops. I emailed it to you. It's very good.
I have to go look at my email for that. I'm not sure if I saw that or not.
Okay. It is a sweet testament to your little company of little figures.
I vaguely remember it, but maybe I did. I don't know. I have con brain right now, so I'm barely functional at this point.
It is Sunday afternoon, and we're both using the Funko empty shelves
to support our
ballast. I just realized we've both got our full arms underneath it. So people were really excited about the Clone Wars era Funko Pop. But people, where's Padme? Where's Amidala?
Yeah, no, I know it's a small line, and you know, look, if it were up to me, we're missing Padme.
Don't throw someone else under the bus.
No. I'm just saying we're missing Ventress. We're missing
under the Funko bus, which is probably licensed by the Partridge Family.
Right. We're missing the clones themselves, you know. But there's definitely more coming. You know, it's not, you know, putting them out all at once doesn't always make the best sense for retailers. You know, they have to set a certain amount of product. Blah blah blah. All that boring stuff. There's NYCC coming up. Wink wink. There's things happening. There will be more. But I will remind fans.
Whoa. That was so weird. I've never had anyone say wink, wink, and not actually wink at the same time.
Well,
you looked me dead in the eye
and
with
said wink, wink.
Yeah, which for people that know about my fear of Ewoks blinking, I did appreciate that. I felt like you were...
No problem.
Yeah, it's
but I want to remind fans that, you know, if they want to see more Clone Wars, the best way to send the message to the powers that be is support the lines. People are always asking, what's in Wave 2? What's in Wave 3? It's like, well, just make sure you collect Wave 1. Mm. That speaks volumes.
It's the thinking man's petition.
Correct.
Don't sign a petition.
Vote with your dollars, yes, is what I would say.
You got to clear the shelf so we can fill them again.
Right.
That's pretty sick.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What about with the I loved the foot high jumbo pork.
Oh yeah, Target. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that was, I thought, because I like anything that's life size.
Me too.
And you made like somehow that's a life size. Like I love like the giant pork that's walking around, but I'm just like too big.
Too big. Right?
I want life size. You've overachieved. Do you know what I mean? I'm not sure where you're feeding that thing, but keep it down to a foot. But is that an ongoing thing in Star Wars? Is there going to be other characters that get that sort of jumbo treatment?
It's not actually just limited to Star Wars. So it's more of an ongoing thing for Funko and Target, this 10-inch line. So we've done Dobby for them. We've done a T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
We've done a Porg. It's just more fortuitous that the Porg and Dobby kind of come out life-size. The T-Rex, I don't know, I guess if it's a baby T-Rex, maybe. But it will continue to be a thing at Target. So whether we do more Star Wars or not, but I could see like we could do like a mouse droid or something like that, right? I mean, it would totally work.
Wicket.
That would not be life size though.
A Walkling.
Is that what you call a baby Ewok?
Yeah.
Is that canon?
Yes.
I'm going to check.
Dude. Are you fronting me on Walkling?
I really have never heard that term before. I will ask Matt Martin about it.
Yeah, dude. Tweet him now. It's a Walkling. There's people that have listened to every episode of this that are just like, they're throwing their iPod on the ground and stamping it. It's
their
like, how
iPod?
Dare? Yeah, well, like, if they've got an iPhone, they're not going to waste
it. Okay, got it. Okay.
Like, they knew they had to get a new iPhone soon, so that's why.
Right, fair.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. So they're throwing their iPod shuffles on the ground and stamping them. Their mini discs are getting tossed out the door.
A Walkling. All right, Walkling. Noted on the terminology and noted for future development of 10-inch.
Just, I think, if I could pick one, like a Funko, I think Walkling is...
I love it.
It's good. Babies are in. With the 20-year of the Phantom Menace coming up, are we going to see some celebration of that from Funko?
I think so. I know that right now we're working on kind of what we're doing, obviously late 2018, early 2019, because obviously the end of 2019 is going to end up being focused on Episode 9. And if it's up to me, we're going to do 50 different versions of Rose. And also Rian Johnson.
Nice.
But actually, I don't know if you were paying attention, but Matt Martin, speaking of, actually started this whole thing about we should do a Rian Johnson and then got and tweeted Rian Johnson, and Rian got excited about it. And I think that may happen.
Because we
have a director series, right? We had Taika and James Wan here at the show.
Ah, it's hard.
So we would just insert Rian into that line, which
nice.
I would love. We all love him at Funko. But to answer your question... in that kind of intervening period between now and episode 9, we will be looking at like ways to anniversary and celebrate the line.
Yeah. That's really cool. I like the idea of the director's series.
Yeah, it's been really fun. People really dig it. Yeah.
What about a flannel? Can you print flannel on a Funko Pop?
You mean like actual material? Like soft goods?
Yeah, I want like a George Lucas with flocked flannel shirt.
That could probably work. Flock the beard, too.
Ooh. Yeah, right. See? Two very tired ideas, men. Now, before I let you go, have you ever tried to get Seinfeld pops going?
Yeah, we actually did... that series, we did a couple of Seinfeld characters in a different form factor a couple years ago. They were called Vinyl Idols.
Oh, was that part of your company as well? I didn't realize that. Okay.
But we have not ever had the rights to do pop for whatever reason. I just think there's a licensing issue there. But if you know anything about Funko, we don't usually give up very easily. It may take some time. Like, Brian always wanted Pokemon. We finally got Pokemon, if you've seen those announcements. You know, when he wanted James Bond, it took several years. We got it. So, he doesn't give up. So my guess is it'll get sorted out one of these days.
Yeah.
Definitely on the wish list.
Because it's such a fun universe. Yes. You got your Putty and Newman and everyone.
The tertiary characters too. All those would be great. The soup Nazi and all the different uncle, what's his name? The uncle, the bald uncle.
Uncle Leo.
Uncle Leo. Yeah. You could do Jeffrey, but a Jeffrey Uncle Leo 2-pack, and there's no other character in the box.
Excellent Seinfeld reference. I'm very impressed. Hey, Mark, it's always fun to catch up with you and bear witness to the phenomenon that is Funko Pops.
Anytime. Always love being on your show.
Cheers. All right, guys. I'm now here with Mark. We are going to surprise Corey with the Cad Bane pop, which he's been very bitter about. Oh, you have to say, I just have to let you know, Mark. Corey, this is marred Corey's top 5 weekends of his life.
Okay.
Because he got the Clone Wars back. He was very excited, but this is going to make his weekend perfect.
Okay.
We're going to make miracles.
Okay, got it. Let's go this way.
Excuse us, mate. Sorry.
So that's
Corey. I want to introduce you to Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Nice to meet you. We've met before.
Okay.
Via email.
Yeah. Via email. All right. Nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you in person, too.
I've got a special presentation for you.
I know how much you love the Clone Wars. Sadly, our Clone Wars line is not out yet. Or, we announced when it's going to be out this fall. So I don't have anything from that line for you yet. But I do have this for you.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
That is a hug.
Thank you.
I think I see a tear. I'm pretty sure I see a tear.
Well, this is just as good as the Clone Wars panel. So that's high praise.
That is definite high praise.
Wow. I can't believe a molded bit of plastic's worth 12 animated episodes. Right.
Take that, Dave Filoni.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
I'm very excited for these Clone Wars ones. I got the Ahsoka.
Nice. Yeah.
So, well, thank you
know,
you so much.
You have basically two people to thank for that.
Okay.
And the tiny little percentage, me, but mostly Ashley Eckstein. She's the one who really wanted this whole thing done and got it done.
Really?
So Ahsoka herself made this line happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't give him another excuse to go talk to her.
Don't bother her, please, though. She told me to tell you that.
All right. So how does this rank now? How's the weekend rank now?
It's number one.
Nice.
Thank you.
Best weekend ever?
Yeah.
Not for me.
All right, guys. It's 3:15. And sadly, we have left San Diego Comic-Con. Last entrance. I'm here with Dom.
Hello.
And for long-time listeners of this podcast, we're back to where me and Dom began. Walking around in the searing heat of San Diego with a ticket, looking for the redemption office.
With a ticket and a dream.
We've got a coupon and a dream. That is very correct, Dom. Our dream is to get some commemorative merchandise for nothing.
Yes.
And I've got to cash in my little ticket to get my Clone Wars is saved, a little poster. But this is how we started, Dom. Yeah. This is how we became friends 3 years ago.
Yeah.
This trying feels... to get an ILM t-shirt.
Yeah, you know how like on TV shows when they get to like the end of the third or fourth season, they'll have that moment where they throw back to the pilot. And it's like they do the same thing but different.
Dude, this is some Star Wars ring theory.
This is ring theory, yeah.
Climo, what do you think? It's all connected, the poetry.
It's all tied together.
Poetry. How'd you find it, Dom? It actually is a surprisingly huge couple of days in Star Wars.
Yeah. It was
unexpected.
We went into this one not thinking that it would be, like, compared to our first Comic-Con together, you know, we thought that was going to be a huge weekend, and it was.
It was.
Yeah, this we went in thinking, oh, this will be kind of fun. We'll have some drinks. We'll have some good times. We'll check out a couple of panels. We did all of that.
We'll have the week off.
Yeah, basically. And then they threw in an announcement I never thought they'd make, along with some pretty sweet littler announcements of books and toys.
Yeah, and it's all different now.
Yeah.
Everything's the same, but it's different or yeah. something. Is that what they said?
Everything's changed, but nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Classic Hamill right there.
All righty, well, it's been great, Dominic. When will I ever see you again?
Definitely Celebration.
Nice.
And then you never know. Stuff in between there. With no movie coming out this December, I don't know if I'll be heading down to LA in December, like I have the last couple of years. But, yeah, definitely Celebration.
Nice. Well, I guess this is the end of our Comic-Con coverage. And where is this?
We're just got to go into the lobby of this hotel. And then we have to go around back of the hotel. And then we'll get...
Okay, then we'll get my little coupon.
Yeah, we'll redeem your little coupon.
Alrighty, you weren't kidding when this was I was not taking your advice very seriously.
Well, I told him. I said, we got to go all the way down to the end and like two hotels down. And Steele's like, we're doing it. We got to do it. Got to get my poster.
That is racially insensitive,
Dominic. It's very, very offensive.
Alrighty, Dom, and you can listen to Dom on the Star Wars Underworld every Thursday night live or
correct.
Anytime on demand.
Exactly.
All right, we're done. We're
done. It's a wrap.
Hey, you guys. Thanks so much for listening to our 2018 San Diego Comic-Con coverage. I hope you enjoyed it very much. I sure enjoyed making it for you guys. Also, if you want even more coverage, check out youtube.com/Steelwars. We have got video versions of a lot of the interviews we did, Hasbro, Hallmark. We've got the full Clone Wars panel up in video, plus some extra things that are not on the audio feed, including a Hot Toys booth tour with Corey and the first time Corey ever saw the Funko booth. Ah, the wonder in his eyes. Ah, the wonder. Also, if you want to support the podcast and get more bonus content, please consider joining us on Patreon. For just $1 a month, 23 or so cents a week, you get access to our full archive of classic Steel Wars interviews, many of which without any announcement or commercial interruptions. So all the way back from episode one, every episode in full. Plus, you get all the new full-length interviews uninterrupted by announcements. And all that goes through a special RSS feed direct to your podcatcher of choice. Just like a regular podcast. Once you type it in once, it just downloads, except you get your episodes a little bit early with some bonus stuff thrown in. That's just for $1 a month. For $3, you get all that as well as our monthly bonus shows like Making Steel Wars with Jason Ward, The Juklan Strikes Back with my wife Jackie, The Robbo Report with the infamous Robbo, and our Questions You Have, Answers I Give, Listener Q&A Show. Now that's on the $3 tier, but if you sign up until the end of August, I'm setting all the new versions of those shows to $1. So if you're on the $1 tier, you can get a taste of what we're doing with our bonus content. Basically what I'm saying is sign up for $1 for a month and see if you like it. And the money goes to getting new equipment for super fun projects like our live stream video Hyper Chat, which has a new episode up, and that will be uploaded on this feed probably in the next few hours. It's probably already there. Or you can watch it in full at youtube.com/Steel Wars. This episode has Joseph Scrimshaw from 4Center and Jermaine Lucia from IO9. Plus listener calls, and it's super fun. If you want to support the podcast in a non-financial way, I so appreciate that as well. Pod it forward. Drop us a retweet or a comment on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. If you get one new listener, you've done me a huge favor. Thanks so much. And if you're an iTunes user, jump on there and give us a sweet 5-star review, which bumps us up the rankings and vouchers to other potential listeners that we're doing good stuff. Thanks to everyone that made San Diego Comic-Con so fun. I love catching up with all the people that you heard on the podcast. It's a real special thing. I really love it, and I am more than amped to do it all again at Star Wars Celebration Chicago. But we've got a lot of podcasts to record until then. Thanks so much, and may that force be with you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
If you're after more Star Wars listening, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net, where you can find such great podcasts as Blue Harvest, First Order Transmissions, Idiots Array, Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting, Podcast 2187, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Cargo Hold, and The Sith List. So that's planetbroadcasting.com. and makingstarwars.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.